The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, one of our regular contributors, here's the publisher of Consumer Guide, Tom Appel, will be sliding on up to the microphone, and we're going to be talking about some of the cars that I've driven recently and some of the vehicles that have gone through the garage and the team at Consumer Guide. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. Joining us on the line right now is Eric Keller from a company called Expel, and he's been telling us all about some of the cool stuff that Expel manufactures. They're a leading manufacturing and distributor of high-performance paint and headlight protection film technology, and they have protection for over 70,000 vehicles. Two things, Eric, we should touch on. Number one is the warranty that you guys provide. I was quite blown away by that.
Oh, yeah. So our warranty, we cover film and labor. We're the only manufacturer that I know of that picks up the labor component. What we don't want to have happen is, let's say you bought a car at a particular dealership with the film on it, and then you move. Or you might have internet bought the car and had it delivered to you, and now you have an issue with it. We don't want the local guy to say, well, it's the person who sold it to you's problem. So we want for the end user to have a very easy transition into making sure that they get exactly what they want. So we work with a dealer base nationally. We have hundreds and hundreds of dealers across the U.S. to make sure that you're taken care of right.
That's great. And I understand that for those who would prefer not to do it themselves, you guys have put together a global network of trained installers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have the most comprehensive training in the industry. We have a standard that we set. We've been always the innovators in the space when it comes to advancing the film technology and enhancements to the software to make the installer's life easier, to allow them to do a better job. Everything that we do is very installer-centric, and we would always say that we're for installers, by installers, because when you do that and you have that laser focus, what enables the installer to do is you make their life easier and something magical comes together, because we're only 50% of the battle. The other 50% is the hands putting it on. So it becomes easier for them to put on, it's quicker, it goes on quicker, and the end result is it looks much better. And that's the end goal. We want this to be as high grade of an installation as you possibly can get. And so we distribute to 30-something, almost 40 countries around the world, not just in North America.
No kidding. So everybody listening outside of North America on GCNLive.com, as well as throughout our network of podcast subscribers, and also everybody listening in archive form and on-demand form, you don't have to be here in the good old U.S. of A. You can get it in other countries as well. And what would be your recommendation for those folks?
Yeah, well, so going back to Expel.com, on the homepage, we have a dealer locator. You just click on it. It's going to give you a full listing of countries that we're available at. You just click into the country. It'll drill down, let's say, if you're in Canada, to the province, and then right into the city that you're located in. or, you know, in the state, go to the states and then the city or sub-region. And anywhere else, if you're looking at Saudi Arabia and you want to click on Riyadh because you're stationed there, there it is.
Wow. Remarkable. Why don't we make sure and give out all of your contact information, telephone-wise, website-wise, social media-wise, whatever you would like.
Okay, so the quickest things to be able to take a look at is of course, expel.com. Secondarily, I would advise people to take a look at our YouTube page, which is Expel Paint Protection, and then take a look at our Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/expeltech. And all our contact information is listed there, phone numbers, whatever you want. But the web page at expel.com will guide you anywhere you need to go.
Yes, that's absolutely terrific. My daughter is showing me something here that she just bought, so she's very proud of that, and I'm very proud that we've had you here on Auto World, and we'll definitely make a date to get you back with us and explore Expel a little bit further. But, Eric, thank you very much for your time here today.
I appreciate the opportunity, Bob.
All right, thank you so much. There he is, Eric Keller from Expel. And
look, she comes out.
Oh, she comes out. Wow. Why don't you tell everybody what you got? What did you get?
A lavender doll.
A lavender doll. And for those who may not be familiar with lavender, what show is lavender from?
Little Charmers.
Little Charmers. Oh, that's cool. So it's a locket, and built inside the locket is a little lavender?
Yes.
Oh, wow. It's very pretty.
She comes out.
Oh, she comes out. Wow. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, excellent. Well, as soon as I'm done with the radio show, you'll have to show us more, okay?
Put her back in.
You better put her back in the locket. Tom Appel joins us now here on Auto World. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. And Tom, you're no stranger to daughters. How old is your daughter, Tom?
My daughter is 16, and funny you should mention her. We just got back from another lesson in driving manual transmission.
Oh, how did it go?
It's going good. It's going good. It was rough at first, but she's getting very good at it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it can be challenging, to say the least. But I'm glad you're doing that, because lots of families do not teach their kids to drive a manual transmission vehicle. And my dad was old school, and he always used to believe in the adage that you never know. You know, you might be stuck someplace, and if you don't know how to drive it, you could be in big trouble. So I know when I was of driving age, you know, I too had to learn how to drive not only the traditional automatic transmission, but also a manual gearbox as well.
Yeah, I didn't actually learn right away, but I took a job at a gas station, really a service station, and to work there I had to know how to drive stick. There were simply too many manual transmission vehicles at the time, including the tow truck, so I learned quickly.
I notice that sometimes when I am perusing help wanted ads for car dealerships, once in a while you'll see in the listing for the car dealership that the a potential applicant for a sales position must be able to drive a manual transmission, you know, which makes sense, even though it's a shrinking number of manual transmissions out there, Tom. I don't know what the take rate these days on manual transmissions are. Certainly would depend on brands, but there are a lot of manufacturers that pretty much just plain do not offer manual transmissions.
No, they don't. And for a long time, Volkswagen was one of the lone holdouts with a take rate over 10%, I think, which was extraordinarily high in the industry. And way back when, Saab was one of the high mm-hmm. ones, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, my wife has a manual Volkswagen. That's, I think, one of the reasons why she likes the Volkswagen brand so much. We'll take a pit stop, and then we'll find out what's happening at Consumer Guide. I'm Bob Long, and don't go away.
is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100jcwhitney.com. 100jcwhitney.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
I just found out today where I went down a notch there. I guess my friend Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, along with his friend Jimmy Shine, have a new television show on the Velocity Channel. I didn't know about that, so I'm going to have to check into that one. There are so many of these automotive TV shows these days. Tom, do you look at a lot of the automotive TV shows? It's hard to keep up. You kind of need a scorecard.
If
feel bad about it because I feel like it should be part of my job. Jay Leno's Garage I follow digitally. I never watch on TV, but I catch the videos when I can, and I enjoy that very much. But the other stuff, no, I almost never catch it anymore.
I understand. Yeah. How about Jay's, the CNBC show? I watched it on DVR. I never saw it live, but did you check out his actual CNBC show?
No, I have not seen the TV show yet. I've heard good things, though. A couple of guys at the office are watching it regularly.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out. Again, before I give you my opinion, I'll wait for you to check it out. Can't wait to hear about this car. You know, there are certain brands that we all have an affinity for, and I have always loved Jags. My first press car, actually, was a 2006 Jag XK convertible. That was my first press car. So I've been getting press cars every week for 20 years, but that was my very first one, and what a great introduction into the world of automotive journalism back in Boston at that time. Kathleen Hamilton, who used to write for Automobile Magazine, was the head of public relations for Jag, or as they sometimes like to call themselves, a Jaguar. They seem to have thrown that out the window in more recent times, but you have driven the latest one, and this is the entry level, the 3 Series Fighter. Jag had the X-Type for a number of years, but you guys, Rick Cotta in particular, got an opportunity to take a first spin in the Jag XE. Tell our listeners all about this XE, a very important vehicle for the brand.
Yeah, it's a very important vehicle, and unlike the last time Jaguar has gone after the compact market, essentially the BMW 3 Series market, they're a little bit more serious about it last time. Those who remember the X-Type know that it was based on the Ford Contour, and that was a product of the days when Ford had control of Jaguar, and it was necessarily all-wheel drive, lest there be a front-wheel drive Jaguar. So that was kind of a strange car that didn't fly, but the XE is a different animal altogether. It's a rear-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicle, and it's powered by a series of interesting engines, including a 2-liter turbo and a supercharged 3-liter that we know from other Jaguars. Rick did spend some time with it last week and really enjoyed the vehicle. And it's a very crowded market now because Infiniti's in there and Lexus is in there and Cadillac is in there. But you need to be there to sort of be taken seriously with enthusiasts. And per Rick's impressions, it's pretty competitive and it's good looking too.
Yeah, it definitely is. I love Ian Callum. He's the design director. Easy enough for me to say, the design director for Jag, and does a wonderful job overseeing all the designs. But there are 3 XE models offered. The base 25T has that 240 horsepower turbo 4 starting at $35,895. Next up is the 20D with 180 horsepower turbo diesel, $37,395. And that's offered in either rear or all-wheel drive configuration. The latter adding a little bit more to the bottom line, $39,885. And when you look at trim levels, there's a base, there's a premium, a prestige, and an R Sport. Right off the bat, they're available. And the top of the line is the all-wheel drive R Sport at $49,995, and I understand there may be some additional models around the bend, but 0-60 for the 300 horsepower variant, that's the 35T, 5.1 seconds with rear-wheel drive, 5 seconds with all-wheel drive. Those are pretty decent numbers.
Yeah, they're right there in the heart of that market. And I think that unless you really need to be the 0-60 king, I think you shop for other things other than that. Because, yeah, those numbers are right where they need to be.
Yeah, I hope, because I'm a fan of the brand, I hope it's a success. I haven't been in the new XF, the second generation XF. Really like the first generation. I never got behind the wheel of the XFR. That definitely would have been my favorite. But Jag is busy. I mean, they've got this brand new XE, and the XF wasn't unveiled that long ago. Have you yourself been in an XF yet, Tom?
Very recently, yeah. I was in the 3-liter supercharged version of the XF, nicely equipped. And that's a very nice car. It doesn't feel, it's supposed to be all new, but it feels very much like the previous vehicle to me, but more refined, but beautiful interior. The drivetrain is silky smooth. It's a very sporty vehicle, just by nature, even in lower trim levels.
That's very cool. And, of course, if you love the sports cars, one of my favorite is the F-Type. You can't go wrong with that. And now we have the ultimate F-Type, which has been massaged by the special vehicle team there at Jag. So that will be a hoot if I get a chance to get behind the wheel of that one. That will be a good day. Let's talk about the 2016 Toyota Tundra. This is the TRD Pro, and this vehicle, even in the paint scheme which was delivered to you, it looks very serious. This is not a bling type of truck. This looks quite serious.
Yeah, this is I really like this vehicle, actually, the TRD Pro. This is a fairly serious off-road treatment to be OEM. It's somewhat more committed than the Ram. What does Ram call that? The Rampage, I think it is.
Yes.
But not quite as far along as the Raptor. But you do get the real lift kit. You get specialized shocks, specialized suspension elements, wheels and tires, plus full underbody protection. And it feels like an off-road ready vehicle. Unfortunately, we didn't have any snow, and I don't have a trail by me to pound. But surprisingly livable on the road. You get that sort of big sidewall bounce when you drive that you expect from a car like this. But otherwise, it's pretty livable. The big problem for some of our drivers and their families was that because it's an off-roader, there's no running boards on it because those would be destroyed on a trail. So it's a little bit of a hassle to crawl in and out of.
Yeah, no, I can see that just taking a look at the picture and looking at pictures. By all means, check it all out at consumerguide.com. Just hit the blog section called The Daily Drive, a full tank of automotive news and commentary by Tom Appel, the publisher, and his complete team. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about a Volkswagen, a 2016 Volkswagen CC. This is Auto World.
You'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we're live. We thank you so much for joining us. Check out my new website, autoworldradio.com. Work in progress, but Sam Gaw, who put it together, did a good job, and we're going to get together and finish up a few additional things that need to be done, but we're moving in the right direction, and we will soon, I understand we already do have it, but I don't have access to it yet. We will have an Instagram account. I already have a Facebook page for Auto World, Twitter account now for Auto World. I don't have access to that yet either, but we're upping the ante here when it comes to the social media stuff, which is so important these days. And it's always so important to spend time with our very special guest, Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors, and all the great work that he and his team do at the Consumer Guide, and it's 100% free. Before we go any further, why don't we remind folks about all the hard work and all the good stuff, all the free stuff, and tell everybody what they can find simply by logging on.
Yeah, thank you. At ConsumerGuide.com, we have all our new car reviews, our used car reviews, and all our 2016 best buys. So if you want to see what we think are the picks of the litter, that's the place to check that out. And from there, you can visit our blog, or you can just go directly to the blog at CGDailyDrive.com. That's where we try to have some fun with everything. We have our long-form drive reviews there. We have some looks at the news, which every now and then we stab at comedy. People can tell us if it's funny or not. Yeah, but the blog is where we try to have some fun with it.
Absolutely. Speaking of that, you really need to check it out. Tom did a story just a few days back on classic car ads. This is the sexy aftermarket edition, and really can't describe it on radio, so best to log on to the blog at consumerguide.com and check it out. Next up on our new vehicle list is a car that's kind of dear to my heart. Around the time two cars kind of played a role in finding out that my wife was expecting Lucy. One was this vehicle, and the other was the Cube from Nissan, but this one, to me, is the one that I equate with Lucy a lot, and my very good friend, Smitty, a.k.a. James Smith, Smitty, as he's known, in this corner television. He has one of these vehicles out in Las Vegas, but this is a really cool one, a much better one than he has. It's a 2016 Volkswagen CC 2-liter. This is the turbocharged four-cylinder engine. The better one, I prefer the 2-liter over the smaller 1.8, and this is an R-Line edition. And I understand this one was equipped with a manual transmission.
It was. Yeah, and as we just mentioned before, Volkswagen tends to be one of those manufacturers that still sells a few manual transmissions, and they do it very well. But, yeah, we got the CC and R-Line trim. And this is a fascinating vehicle. It's a little bit smaller than the actual Passat. And those people who might remember, this vehicle was once called the Passat CC, and then Volkswagen sought to distance it a little bit from the Passat line when that vehicle got a little bit larger. But this is sort of the sort of coupe sedan kind of thing that we see from luxury manufacturers, where there's a very sloped roof line, maybe a little less emphasis on rear seat space, but it's a four-passenger sedan. It's roomy, but it, in my opinion, it's flat-out gorgeous. It's fun to drive. It's sporty. Beautiful interior. And it's the kind of car that if you're riding around it, you think it's a luxury vehicle. I think it's kind of a value there. I think it really reaches up for Volkswagen in terms of interior trim, interior materials, and just general look and feel.
Yeah, I have always liked the look of the CC. I'm a fan of the four-door coupe. Mercedes was the first one to, of course, bring it to market with the CLS, and many, many other manufacturers have also emulated it. But the CC is definitely a really good vehicle, and a vehicle with excellent resale value, too. So check out this review here at the Daily Drive. Let's move on to a new Mazda. This is the 2016 Mazda CX-5, another one of the growing crossover market vehicles. This one was equipped in Grand Touring configuration. Tell us a little bit about this crossover from Mazda.
Yeah, the Grand Touring is all you can get on that vehicle. It's essentially fully loaded. But the CX-5 is their compact crossover. And with it, Mazda can lay claim to having probably the best small crossover lineup, because the CX-3, their subcompact crossover, is also awesome. But this is powered by the 2.5-liter SkyActiv engine, which does a fine job with this vehicle, and the fuel economy is actually very good. We had done better with a vehicle that we had driven in warmer weather, but we still saw over 25 miles per gallon with this one. But if you're looking for a sporty, slightly smaller, compact crossover, this is probably at the top of your list, or should be at the top of your list, and this is a Consumer Guide Best Buy.
Excellent. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, pre-owned vehicle, and would like to pick the brains of yours truly, and Tom, we would love to hear from you. What's been in my driveway lately, now that I've got my Auto World website up and running, and Sam is slowly putting up my articles? In the past few weeks, have had some interesting vehicles. Let's see. I had the autobiography edition, not the ultimate autobiography edition, which is $200,000, but mine was only $160,000. I had that one. You can see my article on that one up, and going up soon will be the V rendition of the Cadillac ATS Coupe. And more recently, I've had some vehicles. Let's see, what did I have this past week? The Hyundai Santa Fe. So you can look forward to that and many more in the not-too-distant future. And speaking of not-too-distant future, of course, Nissan is owned by an alliance which includes Peugeot, Carlos Ghosn, who's the head of both of those companies, has hinted in the past that eventually we might see the return of Peugeot. Personally, I was never a fan of Peugeot as a young person. A neighbor of mine had a number of them. I never particularly liked it. A friend of mine who I went to high school with actually really liked the Peugeot, liked the balance of ride and handling these vehicles had. Very good chassis dynamics for its day, but you've got a story up at consumerguide.com about three French rides Americans may be seeing soon. And this is after a 30-year absence, just about 30 years since we've seen a Peugeot.
Yeah, Peugeot was talking about sneaking back into the U.S., and they're talking about doing it sideways. Instead of setting up a franchise system and immediately going into the mainstream of the manufacturing market, what they're talking about doing is beginning to make vehicles available to ride-sharing organizations and ride-sharing and rental fleets and things of that nature. So they want to come in slowly with federalized vehicles and redevelop their name over a number of years before they go and reach out to the public. So what I've gone and done is checked out the vehicles that they're offering in Europe and in other markets to determine which ones we were most likely to see. So I came up with three vehicles here that I think we might see first.
Well, when we come back on the other side, why don't we talk about those three vehicles and lots more. It's all coming your way straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America, as well as live across the world, GCNlive.com, or if you're listening to us in podcast form or archive or on demand, we thank you so much.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? Oh, that's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is
is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Yes, it is a fine machine indeed. My name is Bob Long, along with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We always love having Tom on the program with us. And before the break, he did a great radio tease, teasing about perhaps the return of Peugeot in kind of a sideways return, hooking up with some of these ride-sharing companies that are out there. And he did his homework, and he looked around what's out there globally from Peugeot. And Tom put on his prognostication hat and looked into the crystal ball and came up with some models that we may see here in the U.S. So what do you think?
One of the vehicles we're probably going to see, just because it's spot on for the American market right now, is a vehicle called the Peugeot 2008 Crossway. And 2008 is part of the model name, not the model year, 2008 Crossway. And this is a vehicle that just exactly hits the U.S. market right now. It's a subcompact crossover, slightly smaller than something like a Chevy Trax. But it's perfect. It's modern looking. Would work very well in U.S. rental fleets. The only problem with this vehicle for the U.S. market is that the largest gas engine that Peugeot currently puts in it is a 1.2 liter 4 that won't cut it over here. But Peugeot does make a 1.6 liter 4 that will probably fit just fine.
Yeah, that sounds like a very good guess. And again, Peugeots have always been known for interesting styling, and this one is definitely following in that tradition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about some other vehicles which have been through the team at Consumer Guide Automotive, including another Volkswagen. This is the 2016 Volkswagen Passat SE. This vehicle is in SE trim, and you guys put quite a bit of miles on it, about 550 miles. Price is tested $29,230, and the last time I had one of these, I was definitely I was impressed by the size of the back seat and the general overall interior. Pretty good size. What were some of the highs and lows for the Passat within the Consumer Guide Automotive family?
Yeah, you hit one of the highs there, and that's that it's a very spacious vehicle for the midsize class. It's a very roomy rear seat. You can put three adults back there for short trips, and they'll be just fine. But the front is roomy, too. There's also plenty of headroom. For big and tall guys looking for something in this market, that's absolutely perfect. The other thing that it has going for it is the engine that Volkswagen is putting a lot of focus on right now because the diesel is out of the question, and that's the new 1.8-liter FSI engine. It's sort of the baby brother of the 2.0T that most of us love if we've encountered it. Not quite as much power, but it's pretty refined. We're not getting diesel-like fuel economy with it, but we're doing well, almost 28 miles per gallon in regular driving, which is pretty good for a midsize sedan. Additionally, it's a pretty good value. We got this vehicle together for under $30,000 with a full suite of safety equipment, which is generally handled as a separate package. So really roomy car, arguably good looking. Some people thought it was a little plain, but that's the price you pay for this kind of roominess.
Yeah, and like you say, a little plain Jane. The quality, you know, and this is something we've touched on in the past, the Volkswagen quality is kind of all over the place. Depends on the model, depends on the moment almost. I mean, some of these Volkswagens are extremely well equipped, but others, I'm not a big fan of pleather, and many of our listeners probably don't know or may not know what I mean. It's what you call kind of a pseudo leather. It's not vinyl, it's not leather, it's pleather, and Volkswagen seems to pride itself in producing a lot of pleather vehicles.
Yeah, they do, and this is one of them. What's in this vehicle is, in fact, what you call pleather. Sometimes we call it leatherette. But it's not leather, you're right. And it comes off looking a little bit like leather. It never smells like leather, but I suppose that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and certainly it's without question very much a durable material. So, I mean, you don't have anything to worry about. And if you have kids, not a bad investment. I mean, you can spend a lot of money on leather or cloth, it can be a big mistake. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. A quick question here for Tom, and then we're going to talk about a really neat story that you wrote about your dad. Let's get this question out of the way. And the question is, I love the high-performance questions because I have not driven this vehicle. The gentleman's name is Eric. Eric is listening in Texas on KEYS, Corpus Christi, Texas, and wants to know if either one of us has had the opportunity to drive the Focus ST. This is the all-wheel drive. Oh, no, that the RS. Is that the RS is the all-wheel drive one.
Yeah, RS.
The
yeah.
ST is the front-wheel drive one. Yeah, he's got it backwards here. So we want the all-wheel drive one, the RS. I have not. Have you been behind the wheel of that?
No, sadly, no. I've had all sorts of experience with the ST, which I thought was a lot of fun. But no, not driven the RS. I'm looking forward to it. That's a bunch of engine to cram into a compact car. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm praying for the day that it shows up at our office.
Absolutely. I do the same thing here. You know, as auto journalists, I mean, we're very, very grateful to get these vehicles. But for myself, I never know what I'm going to get. I mean, it's very rare that I know in advance what I'm going to get. So it's always a surprise. Let's talk about this wonderful story that you wrote that's about your childhood and about your dad. The name of the story is called The Nova and the Pistachio Shake, How My Dad's Chevy Betrayed Me. And you must log on to ConsumerGuide.com, The Daily Drive, hit the blog and check out this story. So give us the inside scoop here. This happened back in the 1970s. When did it happen?
That would have been 1973. My father and I were driving from Chicago in a car that would later become one of the best cars that my family ever owned, a 1970 Chevy Nova. It was green with black interior, 307 automatic and AM. Those were the only options. But we regularly stopped at an ice cream place in Niles. That was Carvel Ice Cream, which was almost national in those days. And one of the fun things about Carvel was that they always had vanilla and chocolate, and then a mystery flavor. And the mystery flavor the day we went there was pistachio. So after a brief argument with my father acquiesced and got me the pistachio shake. I insisted on a large one, thinking that, well, it's green, it's got to taste like lime. Well, my father insisted I wouldn't like it, and sure enough, I hated it. But I couldn't tell him that. So we were driving home from Carvel's, and I say the window was down, and I thought that I could be sneaky and slowly pour it out the window, and he wouldn't know. And to make a very long story short, we got home. We were leaving the car. My father turned around and noticed that the car was plastered with shake on the side, just running from the door to the rear wheel well.
Oh, that is absolutely, that is great. And I also love your first line, the first paragraph, I'm not much of a criminal. I don't think I've intentionally stolen anything since I was confirmed. And I survived the great missing leftover pizza scandal that rocked my household last weekend with my reputation largely unscathed. Very good. I like that.
It was fun to bring it back up and then present it to my mother for her amusement.
Oh, very good. Yeah, and you get some good reaction. Folks, please check that out when you get a chance. Again, our telephone number, 855-660-4261. Let's talk about the Toyota Camry Hybrid that you guys had the opportunity to drive recently. This was the SE variant of the 2016 model year. What was the overall consensus, Tom?
Pretty darn good. This is about the cheapest you can get into a Camry Hybrid. The SE treatment is a little bit less than the Limited that you used to have to order, or the old base Hybrid. But nice car, good value. For under $29,000, you can get more than close to 40 mpg.
Fantastic. Everybody check out ConsumerGuide.com. Tom Appel, thank you for joining me here for this hour of Auto World.
Oh, always fun. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Long.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we have a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood.
Dinovite.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money.